We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:04 on a Thursday night. Joe Giulio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tim Kelly back in the studio behind the glass. And we are out here tonight at Hannum's Harley-Davidson, 1011 West Baltimore Pike in Media. Come on out. It is bike night. You can receive a $10 gift card to be used right here tonight. Free beverages. There's food trucks here. It is a great night here at Hannum's Harley-Davidson, 1011 West Baltimore Pike in Media, PA. 888-729-9494. Big show planned tonight. So we got a bunch of things we're going to do over the next couple hours, including Elliott Shore Parks joining us an hour from now to talk about the Eagles as we're getting closer and closer to mini camp starting the end of, you know, the beginning of next month, OTAs, and this thing kind of moving. And there are rumors out there right now about Carson Wentz potentially getting a contract in excess of $30 million per season. So we'll talk to Elliott coming up in a little bit. Also have an MMA fighter coming up in a little bit. And tickets to give away to a great event tonight. We'll get into Three Question Thursday. It is Thursday coming up in a few minutes. But I thought tonight, and we'll talk some Phillies after what was their worst series of the year. I mean, the Phillies were terrible against the Milwaukee Brewers this week and just really listless. The pitching was bad. The offense is just continues to be not what we expected it to be. In 13 or 43 games now, they have scored two or less runs. It's not going to get it done. Bryce Harper continues to strike out at a record pace. So there are issues here. And I think the lesson of last year should be that we don't pretend that the Phillies, everything's fine because the record might be what it is or first place might be what it is. There are some issues here. I'm not throwing the towel on the Phillies, but they are not playing good baseball right now. So we'll get into some Philly stuff as well. But I thought tonight could be fun with all of the big picture stories and thoughts out there about all the teams, really, to play kind of we're all GMs tonight. We're all the Philadelphia sports GMs. And I want to start with the Sixers here in the 7 o'clock hour because I was watching the exit interviews the other day, and obviously we're all still hurting from Sunday night. That shot by Kawhi Leonard was one of the most gut-wrenching end of games you'll ever see in any sport, in any round. I mean, that was one of the great clutch shots in NBA history. Unfortunately, happened against the Sixers, and the Raptors watched him last night go down 0-1 to the Bucks. But that was just gut-wrenching, and that's going to take some time to get over for us, for the Sixers, for everyone around here. But when it comes to the Sixers, they don't have much time to actually get over the stuff. They have to make major decisions soon. Within the next couple months, they're going to have to either lock in their future on a couple players and really a core, or they're going to have to go a completely different direction. And I've heard a lot of people the last few days say, run it back. Run it. Just bring the same team back and give them a chance. And while that is, I think, commendable, and while it's certainly an idea I think all of us have had, like, you know what, it'd be fun to watch this team one more time with more than, you know, 10 regular season games under their belts and watch what they could do. But it's a way bigger decision for the Sixers and this franchise than just, oh, yeah, great, let's run it back. I mean, this is a big-picture, franchise-changing summer for the Sixers, unlike we've ever seen. We thought last year was going to be that. It turned out to not be that. The star hunting of last year and last summer never really manifested itself until the regular season when they traded for Jimmy Butler, when they traded for Tobias Harris, when they gave away all the assets they did, and they have a decision to make. It's either lock into this core or shake it up a little bit. 888-729-9494. And here's where I'm at as we head towards what is going to define – this offseason will define what the Sixers franchise is for the next 5 years. And it will be the difference between them being a championship contender or we'll look at them and say – they screwed it up here. Like this is going to be the moment of reckoning for the Sixers. They're either going to make the right choice on how to build the roster and where to use their money, or they're going to make the wrong choice. And in 2 years, we're going to say they're just a good team, but they're not a great team. And this is where they went wrong. And I disagree with the notion of run it back for this one particular reason. I think the Sixers have to decide if they're all in to win a championship next year, or if this really is still a big picture, long window of contention type of thing. Because when I watched the playoffs this year, specifically the second round, here's what I saw. I saw when the ball was in Jimmy Butler's hands, when he had the ball and he was the point guard, when he was running the show, I saw Ben Simmons marginalized, standing in the corner, waiting, doing nothing, and really not an impactful player on the offensive end. He can't shoot, and unless he could shoot, you can't stand around and just be there. It really makes everything they try to do on offense harder to do when Ben Simmons doesn't have the ball. Now, it also, at times, could be difficult when he has the ball because we know he can't shoot. But when Ben Simmons is not the point guard, I don't understand what role he has on this offense. And when Jimmy Butler is the point guard, that's when you see the best of him, when he has the ball in his hand, when he's initiating the offense. I have not been at any point here over the last 3, 4, 5 months a just max Jimmy Butler guy. Jimmy Butler deserves them. I've never thought that because Jimmy Butler is about to be 30 years old. But I will grant you this for everyone out there that has said, Jillio, you hate Jimmy Butler. I don't hate Jimmy Butler. I'm just calling it like I see it. I don't see a max player. At least I didn't see one until the playoffs. And in the playoffs, for about 12 or 13 games, I saw a max player. You know why I saw a max player? Because he had the ball in his hands. This is where I think the Sixers franchise has to make a decision. If they want to give Jimmy Butler the max contract, if they're going to pay Jimmy Butler 5 years, $190 million, which is just... it's mind-boggling to think about giving that kind of money to a 30-year-old that doesn't even average 20 points a game. But if they're going to do that, if Jimmy Butler is going to get a max contract, then I don't believe Ben Simmons should be here next year. Because when I look at Jimmy Butler, the only way he's going to be worth close to that is if he has the ball in his hand and he's initiating the offense and it is kind of a 1-2 punch with him and Joel Embiid. And that kind of offense in that kind of setting, I think Jimmy Butler could, for the next few years at least, be worth the money. And you get the best out of Jimmy Butler. And you get a guy that could score 20, 22 points, run the pick and roll, play with Joel Embiid. That's the Jimmy Butler that could be worth the max contract. But if you keep Ben Simmons with Jimmy Butler, one of those two is marginalized. Either Ben Simmons has the ball in his hand, it means Jimmy Butler doesn't, and he's not worth the max contract. Or Ben Simmons doesn't have the ball in his hands, Jimmy Butler does, and Ben Simmons is just out there kind of hanging out, playing a wing, but doesn't have a jump shot. So there's been a lot of discussion in Philadelphia the last couple years, but certainly the last couple days, about Ben and Joel and their fit. Look, those two have grown together, and I have seen their relationship grow together, and I don't think long-term that Ben and Joel are as big of a detriment to each other as some people make it out to be. I think the detriment to each other is Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons, because I don't believe you get the most out of each of those players if they play together. Jimmy by himself without Ben, he can run the point. He could be the lead ball handler on this basketball team, and you could trade Ben Simmons for something else. Jimmy Butler gone, Ben Simmons has the ball, and you could use that money that you would pay Jimmy Butler to augment the bench, to bring in another wing player that could shoot. You don't have to get a max player. You get just a good player on a far less deal, and it would make your team better. 888-729-9494. So the idea of running it back doesn't work for me, because I look at the team and I say they're good and they're a team that could fight for a spot in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I don't believe the team the Sixers walked off the court with on Sunday night can win an NBA championship. I don't see it. I see a team that's good and a team that could get far, but the pieces don't work together. And it's more than just it's more than just the playoffs. It's the regular season, too. And if you're going to pay Jimmy Butler, he better be close to worth the max. And I don't see how Jimmy Butler could be worth that if Jimmy Butler doesn't have the ball in his hands. So I don't think this summer is as easy as some people have wanted to paint it to be, where it's like, all right, just bring everybody back, and the Sixers will be fine next year, and we'll let it play out. If you do that, you're locked in. Then there's really nowhere to go for the Sixers. You were locked into this roster and into the luxury tax. You can't improve the bench. You may even lose J.J. Redick because free agency could be a weird thing where he gets a better offer than the Sixers can offer. So it is a dangerous game for the Sixers to say, we're going to bring everybody back and we're going to go win a championship next year. I think this is the time they have to make a hard decision. And the decision is this. If it is all about winning a championship next year, and 2 or 3 years from now be damned, then Butler stays, and I would explore trading Ben Simmons, because I don't think those two can coexist and you get the best out of each. Because Ben is just hanging out, not doing anything on offense while Jimmy's running the point. And if Ben's got the ball in his hand, then Jimmy Butler is not a max player. You look at his numbers. You look at Jimmy Butler's career numbers. At this stage of his career, he's not that much different than Andre Iguodala. And Iguodala's a very good player. I always loved Iguodala. But Iguodala won championships when he took less money and became a role player. So the Sixers have to figure out who they are. We know they are Joel Embiid. We know Joel Embiid will be the biggest driving force of whatever they become. And his health and figuring out a plan of rest, that's paramount. But who's the second player on the Sixers moving forward? Who is the number two player on the Sixers moving forward? Because right now I see two number twos, and they don't work together. 888-729-9494. So we'll do a little You Play GM to start the show tonight. If I'm the GM, I'm not bringing everybody back, and I am making this decision, and it's quite simple. It's either Butler or it's Simmons. And if it is about winning a championship in 2020, then I can't bring both back. If it's about bringing a championship in 2020, then Butler comes back and Simmons goes. If it's a long-term play, which is always where I'd rather go, I'd always rather go long-term, then I'm going to bring back Ben Simmons. I'm going to keep banking on him and hoping on him, and I'm going to let Jimmy Butler walk unless, and I don't expect this because he already said he wants a max deal and he's going to get one, unless he comes back for very little money. But if Jimmy Butler's a max player, I can't keep Ben Simmons. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in here. We're at Hannum's Harley-Davidson, 1011 West Baltimore Pike in Media. Larry is in Pensacola. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Jim. Nice to talk to you.
You got it, man.
I'm kind of on a fence with you. Because here's how I look at it. If you do sign, let's say you were talking about how you talked about earlier, a sign and a Butler to max money. Okay, so you do that, then you won't be able to afford Redick, obviously. You won't be able to keep Redick. And I do agree, you're going to have to blow the team up and blow up the bench because you saw what happened to the bench. The bench was got off of. Boban cannot play offense. He would be the first one I would get rid of. See, he can't play in this league anymore. There's no way. He's too slow. Everything's all, as you said, as Coach Brown said, everything's based off the three-point game. So you're going to have to get younger athletic players to play, they'll play the position, and that are two-way players. And you also got to find a center to spell and beat.
There's no question. I mean, look, Larry, you saw it in the playoffs. It was amazing in that second round how whenever Joel went off the court, it was just like a blitz from the Raptors where they would score 10, 12 points almost in an instant. I've never seen anything like it where one guy comes off the court and the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah, and I also agree with also how Embiid's so dominant, he could be a two-way player. Yeah, can he shoot threes? Absolutely. But a big man like that, you have to go back to when Shaq wasn't much of a shooter, but he would bang inside and get his points. But if he's the only, if Simmons is out there and he can't shoot, you basically, as people have mentioned before, you mentioned, Jody Mack and everybody's mentioned, it becomes a 5-on-4, and there's no way you can compete with that, especially like with Toronto. You have Leonard out there that could shoot from anywhere and just take over a game by himself.
No, there's no doubt. Larry, so if you had to pick one, you're Elton Brand. Who are you picking? Is it Simmons or is it a Butler coming back next year?
Well, you go with age. If you're going from the age standpoint, you would pick Simmons, obviously, because he's still very young.
He's 22.
And you can hopefully with the jump shot, you can get a jump shot. You would take him any day. But if you're thinking right now, then yeah, Butler stays in Simmons. You used Simmons for trade bait in this coming draft to see if you can move up and get what you can get for him.
That's it. I mean, that's the decision. Larry, I appreciate the call. That's where I believe the Sixers are at. They have to figure out what the point of the next season is and what the point of the next few seasons is. If it is solely about winning a title, then Jimmy Butler, fine, max him. You know, everyone could be happy, and they can give Jimmy Butler a max contract, which I don't believe will end well because he's 30 years old in September. But he's more ready to win a championship right now than Ben Simmons. Just you watch the players, and one guy can play on this stage at this stage of his career, and one guy in moments shrinks on this stage. So if it is truly just about that, then I'll max Butler and I will trade away Ben Simmons. But if it is about the long term, which I think every organization should think long term over just 1 year, then I'm not maxing Butler because I don't think you can get the most out of Jimmy Butler unless the ball in his hands is in his hands. And I don't believe you can get anything out of Ben Simmons right now unless the ball is in his hands. There's only one basketball. And there are special teams like the Warriors who can – and I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, well, you know, the Warriors just made it work. The Miami Heat just made it work, where you have Hall of Fame players, and maybe the fit, especially when Miami with LeBron and Wade, maybe it wasn't perfect, but they made it work. Well, those guys were Hall of Famers. The Sixers – Joel Embiid has Hall of Fame potential. There's nobody else here that you would just say, close your eyes today and say, they're going to the Hall of Fame. Like, there's a difference between good players and great players. The Warriors have Hall of Fame players. They make it work. And they can all shoot, by the way. The Sixers have odd pieces together. And they gave us a great run, or a good run, and they gave us hope for next year. But I'm not going to just say, because they fought the Raptors, run it back. I don't think that makes sense for the long term. It's Simmons or it's Butler. I don't think both can come back next year if you're going to win a title. Donald is in Chester. What's up, Donald?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good, Donald. What's up?
I don't, I don't even know about bringing Simmons back even in my mind, because, you know, it's been a couple years now, and he hasn't improved. And his foul shooting, he hasn't. I just think Butler, the ball in Butler's hands is more versatile than it is what it is with Ben. I mean, me personally, I think that somewhere along the line that we could that we could find a more all-around player to replace Simmons. So I'm thinking that we keep Jimmy for now, and we definitely get a backup for Embiid. I'm thinking that we also get a backup for JJ Redick, because we're going to need somebody to come off the bench.
There's Donald. You're right about that. And unfortunately, Donald, I appreciate the call. So Donald goes Jimmy and trades away Ben. Unfortunately, that guy was Landry Shamet, and he got traded away in the Tobias Harris deal. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you hop in. You play GM. That's what we're doing here in the 7 o'clock hour. I don't think it's an Embiid versus Simmons thing. That's not where I believe the future of the Sixers lies. I believe it is this summer deciding on this, Jimmy Butler or Ben Simmons, because both of those guys are only effective at their best if they have the ball in their hands. There's only one basketball. If I'm keeping Butler, which I don't want to pay him the max, then I would trade away Ben Simmons. If Jimmy Butler goes, I'm keeping Ben Simmons. 888-729-9494. Butler or Simmons? We'll talk about that. We're at Hannum's Harley-Davidson, 1011 West Baltimore Pike Media. Come on out. This is great. Bike night is here. There are food trucks. A $10 gift card. Come on out. Say hi. We're at the WIP table doing the show. And when we get back, it is Three Question Thursday. They have a great giveaway. 5 pairs of tickets to an event tomorrow night. We'll tell you what our topic is and set up Three Question Thursday right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.